Hey, right now, one of our writers, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character. Did I mention Tim Robbins is going to be here, Bruce?
Yeah. Sorry, I missed Todd Berry yesterday.
Yeah, Todd Berry was here yesterday, and Rick Overton, and Tim Robbins is going to be in here in a few minutes. One of our writers, Bruce Cherry, who is here, has been trying to get a regular character on the show. His presentations have been characterized by two things, searing humor and trenchant political commentary.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say, people? His use of nuance to highlight the psychological motivations of his myriad characters reminds one of Chekhov. And I mean the playwright, not the guy on Star Trek.
Please. Boom.
That's very good. Isn't it funny how I just read whatever you write and you just watch it come out of my mouth?
I should make it more laudatory for myself.
Yeah, more laudatory. Please welcome my dear friend Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Thank you so much, Mark, for that very, very generous introduction.
Yeah, it came from my heart.
Well, this time, as you know, trenchant political commentary, you were kind enough to mention.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what I call deep ecology.
Uh-huh.
As you yourself have said, I am a warrior for planet Earth.
Okay.
In my reading this week, I came across a story about a species of fish, this is true, that communicates with the noise from their farts.
Is this for real?
No, this is actual truth.
Okay.
But flatulent scientists are concerned that the noise from the ship traffic is interfering with the conversations. So I saw this story and I said, hey, there's a golden opportunity.
Yeah, a golden opportunity to incorporate fart sounds.
Mark, I plan to take a route called the high road.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's not on your map.
The high road. Bruce, you have Kalo stationed with his finger on the fart button sound effect.
Uh-huh. He's going to employ it judiciously and with a modicum of decorum. Isn't that right, Chris?
What? Is it time for the butt trumpet? Should I puff the magic dragon?
No. Okay, just wait till I say.
Hey, Bruce, what kind of fish are these farting fish?
They're herring, Chris.
Really? Because I thought they might be a smelt. Get it? Smelt?
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking that into the gutter before I even got to the introduction. Am I the only one here with any refinement?
Oh, boy.
Okay, the character is Patrick the Flatulent Herring.
Uh-huh.
Can we please go to script, Mark?
Okay, here we go. Folks, we are the stewards of this planet, but how often we fall short in our responsibilities to Mother Nature is vividly illustrated by our next guest. His very way of life is endangered by our reckless traverse of his ocean home. Please welcome Patrick the Flatulent Herring.
Hey, is it time to singe the carpet? Should I do the trouser call?
You idiot! Wait till I signal you! Okay, focus. Go back to the script, Mark.
Oh, my God. All right. Patrick, I understand you have a unique way of communicating.
Yes, you see, in the briny deep, some sounds carry better than others.
Come on, man. I want to let the beans out.
You halfwit! You're dragging this bit into the mud.
Yes, time to blow mud.
Oh, you moron. That sound was supposed to be the climax of the whole bit. We're going to build to it. Now it's ruined.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I'll make it good. How about if I ask the questions?
What makes you think you have the slightest qualification to appear in this bit?
Well, I've always had a sincere concern for the health of oceans. I'm worried about overfishing. And I had a cheese omelet for breakfast. Oh, excuse me.
Look, loser, I spent a lot of time developing this fish character.
Oh, that's right. What's your name again?
You know damn well. My name is...
Whoa, Mr. Fish. Sounds like you got hold of some bad plankton. Let me see that fart button. Do you feel okay, Bruce? Because it sounds like you have hemorrhoids.
What are you doing? I'm the author of this piece.
And I'm the gas master.
Yes, 8.5 on the rectal scale.
We are insane in the mythy.
Look, you clowns. I have something to say. I am an artist. I refuse to be the butt. I won't be made a fool of. This whole bit has devolved into nothing but a cruel mockery of me.
Okay, you're absolutely right, Bruce. But I'll tell you what, though, I think this pitch went very well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to make it a regular bit?
Yes, I do. Why don't we shake on it, buddy? Whoa, don't pull my finger.
Okay, that's it. I am out of here. We probably should tell the folks at home that was scripted, and that, I mean, I want people calling in and thinking that I was truly upset.
Are you kidding? We just made so many kids under 10 happy in the cars driving to school with their parents. I get emails all the time from parents driving to school with their kids who like are excited that they get information from our show and their kid laughs. So that was for you, parents of children driving to school. It's 15 past the hour. Tim Robbins is in the wings. Hang out.